أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم آية لهم الأرض الميتة أحييناها وأخرجنا منها حبا فمنه يأكلون وجعلنا فيها جنات من نخيل وأعناب وفجرنا فيها من العيون ليأكلوا من ثمره وما عملته أيديهم أفلا يشكرون سبحان الذي خلق الأزواج كلها مما تنبت الأرض ومن أنفسهم ومما لا يعلمون صدق الله العظيم. The ayats that we discussed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala expressed sorrow upon the servants that whenever Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam would come, general trend of the various ummats and the people of the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam, the least that they will do is they will mock the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam, and then of course there was persecution, and that accelerated also into assassination of the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had also made mention of the fact that the people of the past, when they were destroyed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then there was no nation that had come back. And as a matter of fact, there's no human being that has come back, and everyone will have to stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah. From here onwards, for several ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speak about various aspects with regards to this universe and to this earth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about it, number one, by way of showing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's favor upon man, that if we cannot understand the might and the power of Allah, and with that turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in repentance, in obedience, with iman, then at least understand Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's innumerable favors that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed upon us, and by that shukr Allah, and in the shukr at least we will begin to become obedient to Allah, and we will worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The first of these ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَآيَةٌ لَهُمُ الْأَرْضُ الْمَيْتَةِ. A sign for them is the dead land. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala leaves this dead land as a very major sign. Obviously, people living in cities, etc., may not be able to witness this, but this was always a reality and a known fact, that أَحْيَيْنَاهَا وَأَخْرَجْنَا مِنْهَا حَبًّا فَمِنْهُ يَأْكُلُونَ. We give it life once again, and then we extract from it grain, فَمِنْهُ يَأْكُلُونَ. Some of it man eats, others man's animals will eat, and in this way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teaches us several lessons, that if the land is dead, and from a dead land Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings about and rejuvenates the land, it becomes fresh, lush and green, then it is quite a reality then that there is a resurrection that will take place. Like how dead land, a seed is in the ground, and then that seed begins to germinate and it comes out. Like that, man will be taken out and extracted out of his qabr to stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is one example. The other example that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us is this, that like how the rain comes down, a physical, tangible ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that comes to the ground, and then the soil becomes soft, and then we find that the lands become lush once again, and we will find the various different types of fruit, vegetations, etc. Like that, one is a spiritual ni'mat that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given. And that spiritual ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is this very beautiful wahi that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down, the revelation. In our case, the Quran Kareem, in the cases of the previous ummats, the various kitabs that had come down to the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam, that revelation comes down, and when that revelation comes down, like how water comes into the earth and the earth becomes lush, if we open our hearts and allow this revelation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enter our hearts, when we recite the Quran Kareem, or when the Quran Kareem is being recited, whether we listen to it, whether we hear it, it will once again rejuvenate our hearts, and أَحْيَيْنَاهَا, we will liven those hearts once again. Even the hearts that were most dead, the greatest of enemies of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, many of them, when they heard this Quran, their hearts changed and they brought iman in Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Many are those instances that there were people that opposed this Quran, but when they heard this Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given hidayat and their hearts once again livened again. So hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here shows us a very, very important lesson, that dead hearts can be revived. Like how dead land can be revived by water, dead hearts can also be revived by the revelation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thereafter Allah says, وَجَعَلْنَا فِيهَا جَنَّاتٍ مِّن نَخِيلٍ وَأَعْنَابٍ. Allah goes further to explain what happens when this water comes down onto the earth. Allah says, وَجَعَلْنَا فِيهَا جَنَّاتٍ. And in this land, we make various different gardens. مِن نَخِيلٍ. Some of the gardens are of date palms, especially in the environment of Medina Munawwara, in the environment of the Middle East and other places, date palms are prevalent, and people cherished the dates that would come from there. So hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that. And then wa'anab, and the second is that of grapes. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses two extreme examples. If you look at the grapes, the grape vines, how it grows, and if we look at the date palms, how it grows, two different growths Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given it. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also, the other plants and the other herbs, and then we will find from the roots like potatoes, etc., various different ni'mats Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given in different forms. Fruits are found on trees, the branches that will come down. We'll find the date orchards high up in the air. We will find the grapes closer to the ground. And in this way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us the various ni'mats that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept for man. It is for us to realize and understand that all this comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The truth and the reality is this, that we are so engrossed in materialism, in capitalism, in the acquisition of wealth, that we think money buys. But really, we forget that if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stops this system, what will happen? We can have all the money in the world, but there will never be food on this land. And hence, man will still be starving, and man will still go out begging. And hence, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us this ni'mat in this form. وَفَجَّرْنَا فِيهَا مِنَ الْعُيُونَ. And then we break out from the ground, we break out different kinds of springs, fountains, etc. Now one of the rivers that flow that man can see, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not mention that, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the springs and these fountains that come out from the ground. In other words, Allah wants to draw our attention to another aspect, that there is, like how you find water on the surface, you find water deep below the ground. And that is the important aspect. One of the words of the Quran Kareem, and the other is the deeper meaning of the Quran Kareem, the spirituality of the Quran Kareem that comes from deep within the Quran and goes deep within the heart of an individual. لِيَأْكُلُوا مِنْ ثَمَرِ. So that man will eat from its fruit. Whatever the fruit be, whether it is vegetation, whether it be fruits, whether it be herbs, whether it be the dates, whether it be the grapes, whatever it be, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created all this so that man can eat from it. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here shows that insofar as your sustenance is concerned, the full and total arrangement is made only by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَا عَمِلَتُ أَيْدِيهِمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and their hands have not created this. Their hand has not made this. Man merely irrigates the land. Man may plant the seed, soften the land, fertilize the land. But thereafter, everything is the doing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Man's doing is in the very basic minimum form that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created this system. Otherwise, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes sure that that seed germinates from the ground, that little delicate plant or that stem will come out from the ground, the fruit are born. Everything is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's doings. Man does absolutely nothing. The rain that comes down, the whole cycle of the rain, the wind that blows, the sun that shines, everything is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا عَمِلَتُ أَيْدِيهِمْ. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, a great sahabi of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he used to read this, وَمِمَّا عَمِلَتْهُ أَيْدِيهِمْ, that some of it, a very small portion, is the doing of man. And that is after you harvest. After you harvest, you will cut your fruit. after you harvest, you will cook your vegetables, etc. That is a very small percentage that you do. Otherwise, everything else is done by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And all this, Allah says, أَفَلَا يَشْكُرُونَ. Then why do they not appreciate Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Why does man not offer his thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and show his gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by putting his head on the ground and making sajda, standing in front of Allah, making ruku, glorifying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? All this is done just so that you will be appreciative to Allah. And when man becomes more appreciative to Allah, man will realize the greatness of Allah, and man will realize his own incapabilities and his own weaknesses. Subhanalladhi khalaqal azwaja kullaha. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, glory be to that being who created azwaj. Azwaj, one meaning is pairs. In everything there is pairs. Mimma tumbitul ard, from that which the earth brings out. Like we will find as far as dates are concerned, papaya, pawpaws, etc., you will find the male and the female. And that germination takes place. And that is the kudrat and power of Allah. Otherwise, some of the commentators say that you will find different kinds and different species of things. وَمِنْ أَنْفُسِهِمْ. And not only in the fruit and the vegetation or what comes out from the ground, but from man also we will find that we find the male and the female. We will find different forms and different kinds of human beings from different places of the world with different temperaments, etc. وَمِمَّا لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. And there are many things that you do not know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created in different kinds and different species. And hence here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us what we can see. And from that which we can see and realize, then obviously our iman in Allah will increase. And of course, our iman in akhirat will also increase, something that we cannot see and something that we cannot experience. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك.